You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcast Juice. This is what we do. And today we are joined by Mr. Q-Storm. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Ready to get into this. I got my boxing gloves on. I'm ready to go.
All right. Next up is Mr. Sean Hill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just ready to get it on. Ready to spar with Q-Storm.
All right.
Oh, are you going to spar with me? Damn.
Because you're the one with the boxing gloves on, bro.
You want to start a check?
Next up, we got Big Sexy and Sack. How you doing?
Nice and cool and dreary, drizzly day up here in Northern California. But I'm okay with it because it means I don't have to wash my car. I'm okay with it.
All right. And last but not least, a big round of enthusiastic applause for Aunt Pooh.
How's it going, fellas? Shout out to Andy Allo. You need to do a little better promotion job. Just gonna say that.
Wow, a shout out and then a shot down. Let's see if she'll come on this show.
I'm just saying, because, like, I heard about this staging thing she was gonna do, but I'm like, damn, it came and went, and I'm like, fuck, I missed it. And she had like 2 tweets 5 hours ago.
Is this like the home base concert thing she does?
Yeah.
She does these all the time, though.
Oh, you would never know?
I see. I don't never do it, but I see her always pumping them up all the time. But
well, no, I'm looking at her Twitter page. She has a tweet 5 hours ago, 6 hours ago. It happened at 12:30, and like nothing. And I'm like, damn. Can they got something to say? Hey, I'm doing this now.
Well, she fine though.
I love her music, but you gotta help me. I'm trying to support you. You gotta help me. Help me help you.
All right. Shout out to Andy. All right, let's keep it moving. Real quick, since you're going into sort of the Prince world there a little bit, there's a video we posted up on Facebook, and we'll try to put a link to this on the show notes. The producer, Joshua Welton. I don't know what year this video is out, but he has his own song out that he did. And he's got a video. Who is this? Is his wife? Is Hannah, right? Is that the one?
Yes.
Hannah. So Hannah's in the
video. The very sexy Hannah.
And, no.
Well, we won't go there.
Whoa,
respect.
Hey.
Respect. Now, this video, he's doing his... He kind of seems like he's on a Michael Jackson, Usher, Timberlake type thing, you know, dancing and stuff. Well, I kind of wanted to get some of the opinions on this. It's funny, like, let me put this to you. Let me ask this first. If you would have seen this video, and this could have been over a year ago, who knows when this came out, and somebody said to you, this is the guy they need to get in the studio with Prince, what would you have said? Let's start with Q-Storm.
I would have asked him why in particular. I mean, I would have clowned him a little bit, but then when I calmed down, I would have said why. Because this video is so emblematic of just the bland, faceless, homogenous sound that everyone is putting out nowadays. And it really suffers from the fact that Michael Jackson left an I think someone else, I might be using someone else's words, but Michael Jackson left an indelible mark that some singers have tried to wean out of and try to get their own style, but like the Justin Timberlakes, the Ushers, the Chris Browns, you know, some of those artists have kind of gone on their own path, but they still all sound the same. All the moves are the same, and this guy doesn't even try to make an attempt to be a unique artist in terms of this. So I would say, yeah, there's nothing in that video that would say to me, this is the guy Prince should talk to. So I would have thought they were crazy.
Big Sexy.
Well, first of all, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think he got the gig in the Prince's world because of his wife. You know, Hannah plays in his band, and you know, I'm not saying this is a Tony M situation, but and then you see the video. Now, I'm older than, you know, the cats Q mentioned, Usher, Chris Brown, Punk. And things of that nature. But I also understand if you respect someone's talent, you can be influenced by it. But don't just go out there and steal it. The guy in the video's got the Michael Jackson, you know, forearm wrist guards on and got the shirt flowing. Come on, man.
Who's
man,
bad?
Be original, man. Damn. But the I hate how fuckers just bite shit for no reason. I hate that. He brings nothing to the table. You know, the only thing, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. The best thing in the video was Hannah. Yeah, I said it. There it is. I said it. You take Hannah out of the video, no one cares. The guy's another Michael Jackson, you know, wannabe clone, and he's not as good as Usher, and I don't like Usher to begin with. But Usher is at least a little more entertaining than what I saw out of this guy. And based on that...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Usher hate? Come on, man.
Oh, fuck Usher. Yeah, I said it. Said that, too.
Yeah.
Fuck Usher.
Oh. Damn.
Now, okay. Now who wants some? Okay, then. Move right along here. Mr. Welton, you know, the only thing he brought to the table, if the only thing he brought to the table was that video and that recording, I need to speak to Prince about this one. You know, yeah, no. Now, granted, his production work, at least in the recording of the instruments, if that was him, they definitely sounded a lot fuller and a lot more open than recent recordings, but I can't look at this cat seriously now from this point forward because of that video. When he put on the wrist thing and he's doing the Michael, man, come on. I mean, at least say, this is my tribute. Okay, fine. I'll leave it alone. But you're coming out, well, this is my new stuff. No, nigga, this ain't nothing new, man. This ain't yours.
Wow.
It's like me picking up a left-handed Strat, and I'm not even left-handed, putting on a big afro, wearing some tie-dye, and saying it's new. No, Jimi Hendrix did that. Don't rip off people's stuff, man. Damn.
Well, let me just say, I find this video hilarious. I love all the dancing. It's just funny to me. It reminds me, you know, like I, you know, I say used to, but like I used to rap and different stuff. And it's like when you know your homeboys and you go pull out that old video of yours from that one performance. You know, we were horrible. Like everybody has those videos where it's just like, ah, man, what were we doing back then? And that's why I look at it this. I'm like, this is hilarious. This probably should have been taken off the internet, but it's out there. And it's just like, man, he was on that mic hard. Like you said, he had the bad hand thing, the shirt. And then there's the parts where he's just in the tank top and he's like moving his leg. He looked like Marlon Jackson or something. It was it's hilarious. But that's why I like it. I mean, yeah, if I would have saw this video and they say, yo, he going to produce the next album, I would have slapped you. Like, I'm like, nigga, boy. Like, this is horrible. But that was where he was then. Obviously, the guy is very talented, right? But this is just hilarious.
Why is it obvious he's very talented?
Well, I mean, listening off of Artificial Age. Well, I'm saying listening to Artificial Age, it's obvious he's talented.
That tells me that Prince did more than what we were led to believe.
He may have. You know, Prince has said I didn't play on some of these songs either. I'm just saying he obviously has talent. I'm not saying he's on Prince level, nowhere near. But I'm not saying he's not a talented dude. This is just a whack song and a whack video. But all of us, a lot of people have that kind of stuff. It's just funny to me. Sean Hill, have you seen this?
Yeah. I pretty much echo everything that everyone has said thus far. The best thing about it is Hannah. If you just said, hey, this is the guy that's going to be producing Prince, I'd have said, where's Tony M? Can we get him back in the
Kirky J.
Kirky J. I'm kind of speechless with that whole thing. I think the only person that should be producing Prince is Prince. That's just my opinion.
Oh, for real.
No Pharrell, just Prince.
Pharrell could make some beautiful music.
For Pharrell, not for Prince. That's about it. Yeah. And Hannah was great in it, but other than that, that's it.
All right. Ampoule, take us home on that one.
I got
you probably like this, huh?
Oh,
yeah. Hey, you go.
Look, man, I still gotta get you on my simp chronicles, by the way. We'll get into that later. Anyway. Three things. I will say that that drum beat, I don't know if he came up with that or if that was Hannah, but I'm feeling that. That's about the only thing I'm feeling. For starters, he looked like T.I., so it's very unnerving to see T.I. bust out some Michael Jackson dance move and singing like he a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
Second, the last thing I'll say is, goddamn, Hannah's fine. And them faces she making, I can see why he wifed her. Because, whoo, she look like she stay in love with that dude.
Yeah, she do. Yeah, she does.
I thought he looked like Donald Faison to me.
I can see that. I loved him in Scrubs.
But with them glasses on, he look like T.I. So that's very unnerving.
I couldn't make it through the whole video, so I didn't see everything y'all talking about.
Oh, man, you got to watch it.
I saw that leg kick when he did the Billie Jean. I mean, we're talking about 1982, that leg kick that Michael would... I'm like, what? Really? We're still alive. We remember that.
Maybe he's just a heavy Michael fan. You know, I can't be mad at that. You know,
I
love
the back
Michael.
Flip. I like the backflip. That was neat.
Oh, that was excellent. You know what I find amazing about these videos? Don't just get a location and set up the camera and roll. Show some kind of style or flair. Edit the thing. Do some quick paced edits so that you don't. I mean, it's just basic music video cinematography. It just makes it look cheap when you just let's set up the camera. Just do your moves. I'm not going to edit anything. It's all live. Go.
And to echo Q's point, can we stop with the in the studio video? Like, no. I don't know who made that hot back in the 90s, but it's time is gone and went. We don't want to see videos of you in the studio.
Nigga, we in
your
studio,
video.
Man. We in the studio, nigga. My homeboy, we got a studio session tomorrow.
That. Now, that's one of the things we were talking about before. I can see past that only because that means they ain't had no money. That's all that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Nigga, we in the studio.
Studio time costs a grip, man. I don't know about that.
Used to.
I'm saying, he probably bought the studio time in advance and said, oh, I'm here. Let's just get some footage. I mean, I get calls all the time for music videos and they ain't got no money. I'm like, well, look, you can performance video, but we shoot you in the studio. Let's find a location with the New York skyline. Knock it out.
Right. I'll say this because I'm clowning, but I can be easily clowned. If you look up probably, I think it's GMD on YouTube, you will see a very similar sort of video from me. And I'm in the studio and Jerry
Uh-oh.
Juice
Uh-oh.
And dancing.
What's the name? I'm sorry. What's the name of the song?
I don't care.
Find this out.
Put it. I think it's. Look up GMD. It's about time. You can pull it up right now. Like I said, I'm all open for clowning because if I clown, I gotta be able to take it. But that's why I said all of us. Most people, when you done arts like this, you got the videos. Yeah, there you go. You got those videos out there.
Oh Lord.
I'm surprised you guys haven't seen this before. It was all online.
God damn.
Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll put that in the show link. Definitely.
But Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you back. If I can find a video that I produce of myself and my group, I'll put it online. It's hilarious.
Oh, Mike, with the close up!
Mike, I gotta ask you. I'm looking for the video right now.
The show is gonna go off the rails here for a minute.
Do you have the same hairstyle that you had in that one photo you put on
damn
Facebook?
Damn right, Mike, it is.
I think so. Something like it, a variation of it.
And what's with that prison sweater, man? All the stripes.
Man, that was hot back then.
Do a little jailhouse rap. Oh no, Mike! No!
I think I've seen this before.
I posted it before.
And there's the obligatory white guy.
Yeah, that's my man, Andy. Andy.
Apparently, a hairstylist wasn't in the budget for this video.
Of course
shoot?
Not. Yeah, Tobias is in there. You see Tobias?
Oh, Mike is feeling it.
Yeah, this video is in the vein of Ice-T's New Jack Hustler. Clearly.
This is way before that. No, this is way before that, though. This is like 90, I think. This is a 90, 91.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to clown you. I think this, I'm going to say it. From a production standpoint, from a pacing standpoint, this video is better than your boy's video.
And the song is better than the video. The song.
Oh my God, we got to the dance breakdown.
Yeah, let's get it.
We have a dance breakdown?
Oh, yeah. Breakdown. I used to get it in.
Damn, Mike got some skills. Okay.
This was 1990, 91 hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. Okay, that was, I needed that.
Forgive my ignorance here. What does the G stand for?
Genius Michael D.
There you go. All right. Of course.
All right. Nice. Looking like Redhead Kingpin.
Yeah, this that was around that time.
Edited well too.
Yeah, I did. Me and a guy named Myron Partman, we edited that. Actually, using the equipment from Public Access TV. That's how we did that.
Oh, you better hope Prince don't see this. I just saw the 1999 album cover.
Oh, snap! He did.
Now, break down.
Take it down. Take it down.
Like, I gotta say one thing. When you shoot in the studio, at least act like you singing, rapping into the mic. You got your head going every which way.
He's putting in work.
Oh, he's a young boy, man.
Did I just see the flashing of the money cliche?
You probably did, yeah.
Oh, Mike is working.
I think we even have some live show footage in that video, too.
There's a key play move right there. There it is.
All I got to say is...
Three-minute mark.
If you were to shoot this today and the same video, but just up the production quality, this video would be nice. I'm not going to clown him.
Actually, I'll clown him because he's our boy. Honestly, this is not bad at all. I mean,
I think we did a good job for the time.
No, you did a great job, man.
Yeah, shout out to Myron Partman if he's out there. That was how I learned a lot, man. Like we that studio that is we recorded at that studio.
Oh,
of course. '90s, '80s hip hop, man.
But of course he did. Getting paid.
Shout out to Mike Clark.
I can't clown this anymore. This is good.
And the lyrical flow is good, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to get on that.
Oh, what's up, Mike? What's up?
Not the jeans. Not the two-tone jeans, though.
Yes, sir.
Mike is killing it.
Who was getting it in back then?
You need to put this in the link, man. You need to let the people see this.
I would do that. Yeah.
Look at my guy, his sexy ass on stage. Got his shirt buttoned down to his apron.
His Aaron Hall vibe working up there.
He did the obligatory punch the camera move too.
Yep. Yes, sir. But see, this was before it all became cliche. All right.
This is while it was being a cliche.
This was straight 80s. And like I said, this is 1990. Come on now. But anyway, yeah, I'll put that up there definitely. You guys take a look at that. Who else is in that video? Shout out to Tobias, Andy, Lene, who's also in that video. Shout out to her. She's a big talent agent down in LA right now. She actually was in Posse on Broadway video as well.
Why do pants so goddamn high though? That's all I want to know.
What's the who?
Why do pants so high?
Why we pay it so high?
Why the pants so high?
All right.
Man. That was how we were rocking
it. It's been a Seattle thing.
Why you pay his pants, bro?
Shit, that was pretty good.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Oh man,
that was what 90s hip hop. It was fun. You look like you had fun in that.
Yeah, it was definitely
I give
fun.
Props on that, yeah, as before, a dude stopped smiling.
Pretty much
angry.
Pretty much. All right, let's get back. What are we doing here? Let's get serious. This is So here's what I wanted to get into. Students at a Nebraska high school can now pose with guns in their senior portraits.
That's a hell of a segue.
Right. All right. Seniors at Broken Bow High School in Nebraska have been granted their God-given rights to pose with guns for their upcoming senior portraits, just as long as the photos are taken off campus and done tastefully. In the light of, there was a high school shooting actually here local to me yesterday. And we have a school saying, well, this is done before that, but this school is saying, hey, you know what? You want to be in a picture of the yearbook with a pistol? Fine. And in the article here, the young lady's got, look like Lokes, sort of gangster style Lokes. And she's got, a badass sort of pistol. I don't know what kind of gun this is. And she's like, head cocked to the side, young white girl. And I'm like, this sounds crazy to me. Like, I'm curious what you guys think about it. Should we be letting high school students pose with guns?
No.
In their yearbook pictures?
No.
No. Now, here's the question I have. Can the black students do it, too?
What black students?
Right.
Is this Nebraska?
Nebraska. I mean,
there ain't none.
Would they go to L.A. or one of these other Chicago school districts? Hey, you know what? Let them hold guns in the pictures. Why not?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My thing is, I thought that this was actually, they're taking at the school like normally. Oh, it's school picture day, so you got to get dressed to the nines as best as you can, and you one by one file into there and you take your pictures. I was saying, hell no. But if it's done off campus, and unfortunately, we still do have the Second Amendment, right? Second Amendment?
Yeah, God-given right, right?
Oh, I'm not going to say
hold
that.
On, don't, I don't on, think God wrote
break
those.
Break this down for you. With the Second Amendment, that, generally applies to adults. A lot of these high school seniors are not 18. They are not adults yet.
Okay, but
thus,
you said...
Second Amendment wouldn't apply.
However, counselor, you said it generally applies, but does the Second Amendment specifically state what the age is? And do we have laws on the books that prohibits anyone from actually holding a gun as well as being photos holding a gun? Other than felons.
If you're under the age of 18, you have no rights under any under
law. Thank you, Storm. I was about to say the same thing. You don't exist if you're under 18.
Boy.
You don't count. You mean nothing. Okay.
That's why kids have to be emancipated before they, if they're under 18, if they want to have obtained rights.
No, I thought that was more so that they won't be under the they could act in an adult manner, not as much as not having rights, being as far as that you have the right to live on your own, get your own credit, all those other stuff, be gainfully employed, but not so much that you have no rights that are not. What is the word? I'm trying to think of the 10th Amendment.
If not
expressly stated to the federal government, thus are enumerated to the state.
That is 10th Amendment.
Hmm. Constitutional history there. Thank you.
Let's get it.
Oh, is that right? But, you want to go there with me?
Yeah, you might stand down.
Let's put your knowledge against the lawyer. Let's go.
But my statement still stands that if they're not bringing guns onto campus, they're not taking these pictures with guns on campus, I really don't have a problem with it. It's in that section, in the sense that they're bringing a picture to be included into the yearbook. I don't have a problem with that. Unfortunately, they have guns. Let them love their guns there.
But the thing is, and I hate this phrase, but it creates a slippery slope. Now, assuming this is a public school for this discussion.
It is.
If the public school comes in and says, you know what, you can't do this. Now we've got a First Amendment issue. So then, okay, fine. Guns and a picture that you bring off from off campus is protected speech. Okay, fine. Suppose I go to the Playboy Mansion and get a little something. Me and like a couple of Miss Aprils. Oh, you can't do that. That's obscene. They're clothed. Why is it obscene? It sends a date. And then there's and I hate this word too, there's the moral message of violence in our guns with all the high school shootings that have gone on over the last dozen years or so. That sends the wrong message. If a person wants to put on their Facebook page out of class, we don't give a damn. But if this is a school activity, this should not be allowed to happen.
Well, just to qualify a little bit about this particular place, they're saying that, their point is to say that most of the people in this town of like 3,500 are into hunting and, all of that sort of stuff with guns and stuff. So they're trying to say our culture here is about being a hunter and shooting as a sport. So that's kind of what the ground that they're standing on. Go ahead, Q-Store.
I was just going to ask, if we agree that under the age of 18, you have no rights as a minor, couldn't you make the case that this is the what's the term, Big Sexy, endangerment of a child?
Child endangerment?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be, imminent, and this isn't an imminent harm.
Are deadly weapons not imminent?
Well, again, the people providing these guns, all this stuff that takes place off of school grounds, if the people providing these knucklehead kids with guns that are unloaded and there is adequate supervision, blah, 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 fine. But if you go out to the hood in Nebraska, if there is one, and you get guys trying to get the prison pose with the NWA and all that, then you could make that argument. But all this does is allow for people to come in and make this argument. This is a non-starter to me. This should not be something that should even be considered. When it came up in the school board, someone should have said, sit the fuck down, no, we're not doing this, and moved it on. But now that it's out there, this is going to create problems for other schools, because other public schools, both in and out of Nebraska, well, we're going to do it too. No. Each school is run by its own district, and then, you know, like Ann said, 10th Amendment does apply. The federal government's like, we ain't got nothing to do with this. And it's going to create, if it gets more press, it's going to create problems.
Yeah, it says Seattle board members voted 6-0 to allow these pictures. So
I don't. What the fuck is this country? What parent would allow their would want their child to pose with a gun?
Let me argue a little bit on that other side, possibly. This, and I'm looking at some other pictures and stuff here. This is. It seems as though this is a community. Again, where most of them are into hunting, it says skeet and trap are popular in the community, and firearms are common.
The fuck is a trap anyway?
You know, bear traps, and you know they're very into hunting and stuff. And so I think in their particular culture in that area, this is a normal everyday part of life that children would be around this type of stuff. And it makes sense to me in the frame of this small. Again, there's only 3,500 people here. It's a very rural community, it says. So I can understand how it can make sense there. They're not in the urban environment. They're not in a big city, even a small city for that matter. So maybe if in their smaller area, it may make sense. But looking at it from our side of the table, like you said, it may open the door for some knuckleheads to want to say, well, if they can do it, why can't we? But the other part of it is, I feel like this. If the community feels that this works in their community and they're in charge of the community and they vote for it, then that's their right to do that. Then that's them. You know, maybe that's their call. You know, who's to say that the rest of the world should be dictating if they vote for it and that's what they want and the people want it, then that's what they should do.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I've mentioned many times, I'm from a small town in Georgia, and this kind of thing, I mean, guns, I won't say everybody, but a large segment of the population in that town hunt, they own guns, and, I know a lot of my, white friends in high school, they had, the guns, the rifles, they go hunting on the weekends, that kind of thing. And so I think what Mike said as far as it being their culture, I just think that that's probably why it wasn't met with a lot of opposition. Now, if it were, Pookie and Nuck Nuck now,
I'm sorry, and who?
Pookie and Nuck Nuck. Pookie stay around by the corner store over there. Over on Slauson. If they were wanting to pose, and of course it would definitely be a different type of pose, as someone alluded to, and probably the firearm in question is probably not a legal firearm either, so probably that opens up a whole nother can of worms. But yeah, I necessarily don't see a problem with what they're doing, as long, because a lot of the parents, they probably have gifted the guns to them. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I'm into weed, and it's legal in a lot of states. Can I take a picture with a joint?
If the school board in that community says it's okay, I guess you can. Right?
Well, we know they probably wouldn't, and I'm just pointing out that it's a little. I mean, there's a time and place for everything. I don't like guns. I don't agree with the Second Amendment as people are interpreting it, but you just seem like you would have common sense to know what's the right time and place. And when we have, I think I saw this on Bill Maher just last night, 87 school shootings since Sandy Hook. Maybe that's not the time or the place to be to encourage gun rights on gun rights.
Let me just ask you, since you brought that up, do you think that gun rights has or is a factor in gun shooting, school gun shooting?
I think it's bitch-assness of students that has the factor in gun shootings.
Mm. Boom.
You need. It's like I got bullied. Have I ever thought about getting the gun? Well, maybe I might have, but whoa. I might have thought, damn, I wish I could shoot this motherfucker, but I thought about, you know, prison's a hell of a place to go to, and I ain't trying to go there.
You know this podcast could be admissible in court. Am I right, Big Sexy?
Go to all of my schools, I ain't there been one shooting that I was a part of.
I'm just saying.
He said that I was part of.
Wow.
Horrible. I'm just saying there were shootings, but I had nothing to do with that. That was them and them. Anyway, my thing is, my problem is this, the whole wussification of this country where everybody has to get a trophy. Everything is all right. It's not his fault. And just overall bitch assness. That chick don't like you? Get over it. Her, you know what? Her homegirl, who's maybe not as fine as her, is probably giving it up. Go get at her. That dude is whooping your ass. Either find a way to avoid, getting your ass whipped, or I'm just saying, some people ain't built for that. Come on now. Or you go lift some weights and whoop that dude's ass. I don't believe in go pick up this, go pick up that, because dudes get totally fucked up. If you can't fight that dude one-on-one, you either figure out how to fight that dude one-on-one, or you find a way not to, to avoid being in his presence. I used to get bullied on the block by this dude, Debo. Shout out to you. Devo.
That's even worse.
he used to come around just like Debo and fuck with us and punch up on us, put us in a headlock. One time I got tired of it and I threw punches with him. He whooped my ass. But ever since then, he never fucked with me again, because bullies do not like to, they don't like a fight. They like whooping somebody's ass. Exactly. So after that point, maybe he respected me for fighting back, or maybe he just realized, fuck, Ant hits pretty hard. I don't want to deal with that anymore. Let me go fuck with these dudes over here that ain't hitting back. So if more parents would teach their kids to stand up for themselves, or make them realize high school ain't the end all be all, that bitch don't like you, go fuck her friend, like the song said.
Wow.
And keep pushing.
Just go to Craigslist and hire a couple of kids for $15
a month. Yeah, hire some cool black kids, right?
Wow.
I agree with what Ant said. You know, I agree with what Ant said. You know, if you're getting picked on and whatnot, you don't got to beat his ass, but you got to stand up. And once you stand up, they'll leave you alone. They're not trying to get the, you know, path of most resistance. They're trying to get the path of least resistance. And you grab, you know, the bully, you step to him, let him know that you may get me, but it won't be easy. So let's get it on.
Yeah,
and they'll get sick of that shit.
It's interesting, because I think a lot of these guys, the young kids, boys, I think maybe they're so, at least they feel so isolated, and maybe not getting the proper training from their parents or supervision, where they don't do what you said. Like, they feel like it's either all or nothing. You know, oh, I got denied this, then I take myself out, or I take them out. It's no, like, they don't know how to take an L.
I think
they've been so entitled, or I don't know if they've just been babied so much.
No, babied and wussification of our fucking country. You don't play tag. Ew, it makes their self-esteem bad. Fuck you. You know, I'm sick of that shit. Well, we can't do that. I'm sick of this playground policing, you know, well, you pushed him, or you're a bully. Fuck that. We're just goofing around. Well, I don't care. No. And this whole thing about, oh, man, little Earl picked on me. What do you do? I'm going to tell the yard teacher. That makes you a fag. Yeah, I said it. It's got nothing to do about being gay. That's not, you know what I mean? That's not gay. You know,
politically correct. Media training
makes you a big wuss and a target.
Now, you're saying that if the student reports another kid to the teacher, he's
no. I'm saying that when you encourage a kid to say, because I remember when I was little, I was like in kindergarten, and this boy kept picking on me, and I told my older sister, she's like, look, you got to tell Gramps, who was a male figure in my life, and Graham said, look, either you deal with him, or I'm going to deal with you. There it is. You have to deal with the problem. Hiding behind the yard teacher makes you a punk, because all that does is let the other kids know, oh, man, so-and-so is a punk. He didn't stand up for himself. I'm not saying you got to stand tall, but you got to stand up. This running and hiding, well, so-and-so did it. No. No, it's a punk move. I hate it. I don't respect it. One of my best friends, who's no longer with us, and I miss him, but his son was talking to me once. He was like 6 or 7, and he was saying, man, so-and-so, you know, give me static. And his grandmother, his wife's mother,
well, you go tell the teacher.
I'm like, fuck all that. I said, Davis, come here, man. If he steps to you or your little sister, whip his ass. But whip his ass. I'll take the heat for it. But you don't let anybody step to you and put their hands on you under no circumstances. All right? Cool.
I don't agree with that.
I do.
Go ahead, Q.
I have an 8-year-old son. And I tell him, because I know if he is getting bullied or gets hands put on by another student, and I tell him to hit the student back, my son's going to get in trouble with the other student. So I think there are cases where you tell your child, look, if you're having an issue, you report it to the authority in the school, whether that's your teacher, the principal. If you're having an issue on the bus, you report it to the bus driver. At some point, if that doesn't work, you call me in. I'm going to step in. If it doesn't work after that, then you're going to use all of the martial arts training I'm paying for you to use, and you're going to do whatever you have to, and I will take the heat. There are levels of progression in the civilized society.
You're saying he's uncivilized.
That's what I'm saying. And we didn't have that. We didn't have all that. We handled it on the school yard.
We handled it when it happened.
I would, now, as a father myself, you know, somebody's got their mic. I think it might be Sean. You can mute that for me. You know, it's a touchy situation. What do you tell your son? Because it's not as cut and dry today of go whip his ass. You know, the other part, depending on where you live, you might be telling your son to go get killed.
Exactly.
Because there are some of these people, depending on their age. Well, we got to remember, too, the pussification goes both ways. You know, there's the guys that's shooting each other and themselves, but then there's the other guys that have no, you know, second thought to pull the trigger on you because they don't have hands. They never fought. They just gonna blast. So I think there is some sort of level of, you know, maybe it's first you got to go tell, let supervision know, hey, there's some shit going on over here. Again, nobody wants their child to be seen as a punk, but at the same point, you don't want to put your child in harm's way. That it's different from when we was in school. Yeah, you could go, you know, you dealt with it yourself. But now something's not that easy, I don't think. You know, some of these kids are off the chain.
They're a bunch of punks, too.
Why don't we, can we just address the elephant in the rooms when you say these kids?
Go ahead.
Can we specifically say these non-kids of color?
No, I think you're going somewhere color lines. I disagree.
Yeah. I'm really hearing about, you know, children of color shooting up some shit.
Well, they don't do it in the school, but they definitely shooting up some stuff in the streets of Chicago and different. I mean, it is just different. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's a whole different. Come on, man, that's a whole different.
Well, now, again, I said depends on where you're at and what the ages are.
Okay, yeah, okay, you're right.
Wait, are you saying that black kids don't act a fool in school? I'll punch you to World Star Hip Hop, and Michael Dean will put up 5 videos in a week to show you that that's not true.
Well, no, they're not shooting. They're not pulling a gun out.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't know
that's murder. About
about shooting, and we talking about just bullying. Which one is it?
Okay, come on, bullying. I'm talking about shooting, the mass shooting, the gun, the little wussy ass. I can't deal with the world, bitch ass, and this dudes that are going up into the schools and shooting everybody and then themselves. Yeah, that
but
mess.
That's not what I was addressing, Big Sexy. You're not going to tell. I'm definitely not going to tell my son go step to a kid that's going to shoot up the school. That's a totally different level.
I'm sorry. I thought that's where we begin with the conversation.
But the kids who shoot up the schools aren't the kids who are out there bullying and starting shit anyway, though.
True. Very true.
They're the recipients of a lot of that.
Right. So it's a different. We're on different paths.
Well, I think it got this way because if you go to so we were talking about the pussification, right? So the thing is they say now is don't confront the bully. You know, you don't ever take an L because you're not going to put yourself in as you're going to tell the teacher. And I guess maybe we're talking about, well, it's because kids don't confront these bullies. And then when they finally does something happen, they snap. You know, the only thing they know is since they never got their, they've always gotten their way. Now they don't get their way. They don't know how to deal with it. So, you know, we get into the shooting type of situation.
Right.
Which is kind of what happened here with this kid out here. You know, apparently it was over a girl. You know, one of the other dudes got the girl. And he, you know, if you looked at this, you know, what was disturbing to me is if you looked at his Twitter, and he even sort of was saying it in the Twitter that, you know, something was going on with him and he's depressed and F this. And but then at the other point, he had all these very sexualized stuff on his Twitter, like disturbing sexual type stuff for a 14-year-old to be putting on there. And you, I'm like, God damn, you don't know what these kids are. And he wasn't the buster of the school. He was in sports. He was very popular. He was the homecoming prince. But at the same point, like you see, go back to the fact is he was probably given everything. You know, he didn't know how to take a loss. He didn't know how to lose a girlfriend or, oh, she don't like me no more. I'm going to shoot him up, shoot the girl, and shoot myself. So, you know, I don't know. How do we prepare children to take a loss? Are we not preparing them to take a loss? They are supposed to be given everything or you never lose, right? The sports teams. Oh, they can't lose. Don't let them blow them out. Don't let them blow them out. You know, just call the game. Like, no one's ever taken the L no more. And then,
that goes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. That goes, you know, to what I was saying about the whole playground thing. You know, let's not keep score anymore. Everybody wins. Right. You get a trophy for last place. No, you don't. These kids need to learn how to deal with adversity and taking losses. And the younger you deal with it, the more you're able to deal with it as an older person. So I agree with you.
Exactly.
And let's go into another part. We're going to talk about high school here. What's the other part of that's going on in high school that we didn't ever have, and the part of me wishes we did?
We didn't.
the teacher having sex with the kids, and most of the part we're hearing about now is the females. So I'm looking at one. It's a 24-year-old New York City gym teacher, Megan Mahoney, faces serious charges for sex with student. It says she's a Catholic school gym teacher, faces 30 counts of statutory rape for twists with a 16-year-old student. It says, go
you
ahead.
You say twists or trit? Tris? You mean tris?
Tris, if I said it
you
wrong.
Said
excuse
twist.
Me.
I'm like, that sounds interesting to me.
she's going to be serving 4 years in jail for each charge. Says that Mahoney romped with the teen on numerous occasions. This is at least 2 times per week during the period. She also was charged with 4 counts of criminal sexual act because of mutual oral sex that she and the boy allegedly engaged in at least 2 times per month during the said period. Mahoney, who is also Moore's assistant athletic director and an assistant girls basketball coach, resigned under fire after the teen's ex-girlfriend spotted him and Mahoney at a pizzeria and called the cops. So they were snitched out by the jealous girlfriend.
Haterade.
Another situation, 22-year-old high school teacher in D.C., wastes no time and has oral sex with a student on her first day at the school. I believe this is a sister girl, too. I'm like, what is going on, man? Like, first of all, here's the thing. We always joke. I mean, we have these pictures. You can see the pictures of these girls. Is this, I ask an honest question. Should this not be a big deal? Or should the boys take this as, hey, you lucky? And you know what? Keep it quiet and push on. Or is this really more serious than we let on? I'll start with Aunt Pooh.
I see both sides of this. From the male point of view, it's a 22-year-old female with a 17-year-old boy. I don't think there's that much age difference in there, in my opinion. I know if the roles were reversed and I was a 22-year-old man, it would be a bigger problem. But, I mean, 22 to 17... now, if it was like 30, 35 to 17, definitely child predator. But clearly, when you look at the mindset of these teachers, this 22-year-old, you're like, are you freaking kidding me? She's not ugly. She looks pretty slim, nice little figure, relatively attractive. Like, are you really trying to tell me that your best option is this 17-year-old boy? Like, what the fuck? I mean, we don't know what the boy looked like, but he had to be in a big motherfucker. Seriously, for her to just take a look at it and say, that's what I want to do. The issue isn't so much the traumatic effect on a boy, but what is the mindset of this female that's looking at high school teenagers as a viable sex partner?
Well, they call that pedophiles, don't they?
Yeah.
Possible.
Damn, don't have kids, please.
What? No, no. I'm just saying. But my other thing is like these teachers. Seriously, in 2014, what the hell are you doing fucking with these kids? You know, goddamn well, dudes got big motherfucking mouths. Like, why? Pause. Why? You know you can't keep this hidden. What the hell are you doing? Because I mean, I'm gonna keep it real. Because there was this fine ass teacher when we was in high school. She was young too, Leslie Coleman. We all remember her. She had to have been 24, 25. None of us would have opened our goddamn mouth if we was getting broke off of it.
But somebody would have to somebody, and yeah, it would have.
Somebody would have.
Somebody always gives up. You know, there's always somebody hating. You know, like you could tell one of your boys who's not getting any of the tasty treats, and he's going to say something, and boom. Comes out.
I want to hear from Sean Hill. What do you think about this? You're breaking up really bad, sir. Something happened.
Can you hear me now?
Still breaking up.
Mm-hmm. All right, go to someone else. I'll see what I can do.
Now you're good. Now you're good. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Both of my parents were educators. They're both retired now. And my grandma was a teacher too. So this kind of stuff, I can't even fathom this type of thing. And now, you know, I've grown up daughter, and you know, now I have a daughter in school and kid as son as well. I don't ever want to think of something like this happening to any of them. I don't understand the mentality. The teachers are there to teach. They are teaching the kids something, but I want them to be teaching. Is it a double standard that, you know, we kind of make jokes? I know I always say, hey, what are these teachers, you know, when I was coming up, you know, it's probably not right. That standard exists probably for a reason. It still should be a big deal that these teachers are doing this. Is it less of a big deal that it's woman to boy? Probably it's less deal. Should be a bigger deal. But yeah, I can't understand why a teacher would do that. And I know, I guess one was a substitute teacher and it was her first day. I mean, did the kid have that kind of game as the age since I was little?
Yeah, what the fuck was LaQuita thinking, man?
Yeah, I can't understand it at all.
All right, man, you're really getting choppy. Q Storm, what's your take on this? Is this a serious problem?
Well, when you say is it a serious problem, I don't know if you mean that a lot of it is happening across the country, or is it a problem that we should take seriously? I think it's a problem that we should take seriously because what I find interesting, I bet you that all the males out there who will say, oh, he was lucky, this and that, are the same people that would complain that men don't have any rights when it comes to, you know, seeing their kids or child support and all this and that. I know this.
Wait, hold on. What?
I'm saying that men who are saying, oh, the kid, the males who are being the recipients of this of the sexual relationship, those males who are saying how lucky the young men are, I would bet, are the same men who complain that men don't have rights when it comes to things like child support, or seeing their kids, or getting a fair shake when it comes to divorce or things like that. But anyway, my other point is that if I'm spending money to send my child to a private school or to college, or even if I'm just sending him to a public school and I'm paying my taxes, I don't expect this to happen to my child, just on that level alone. So that's not what my money's going to. And my child should not be subject to that and be possibly scarred for the rest of his life by some teacher who doesn't know any better. So I think my point is it's a serious problem.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Did I lose you guys with the comparison?
Yes.
No. A little bit, but that's fine.
Yeah. I definitely agree that we don't need these type of predators in the school. But have you seen Megan Mahoney? Goddamn,
you are terrible.
Score my son, goddamn it!
No, big sexy.
But to, your, but to your point.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. You got it.
I'm sorry. No. I'm done. If anyone else needs to.
No, you don't finish what you're saying. We got time. Go ahead.
I gotta take Aunt Poo to trial for you're actually saying that the fact that it was such a small age difference that it didn't matter. 22 and 17, and you said that if the woman was 35, well, now that's a problem. How do you make the distinction?
Can you really say between 17 and 22 is that big of an age difference, about that big of an age? Like, they're all thinking the same thing. None of them are that grown up. Most of them are still pulling from the same. This is really from the same age. What makes a 17-year-old that much, other than the law, what makes a 17-year-old that much different from an 18-year-old?
Nothing. But okay. My point is, so, the 18-year-old, she should not be going after the 18-year-old either.
And I agree. I totally agree. I'm saying, is this as egregious as a 30, 35, 40-year-old that has a history? Well, she probably does have a history, but I'm just saying, when you see more of a predatory, because that is a huge age difference where she is manipulating manipulating their emotions and their mindset, whereas a 22-year-old, they're getting game ran on them. They don't know all the things. Clearly, she's going on carnal lust, as opposed to let me manipulate the situation so I can get my sex. That a 30, 35-year-old would be doing.
You're saying that the motivation of a 22-year-old having sex with a 17 or 18-year-old is different from that of a 35-year-old?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
I disagree.
I disagree with that, too.
I mean, here's the thing. The age isn't even that important to me. The only important age is that one of the people is a minor. The other person, even if she was 18 or 19, here's the key point to me, though. She's an authority figure, and it's a school. So it has nothing to do with the age. It'd be no. And again, this is why I'm going to go why I think this is horrible, because it tells the child that the authority figure can, you know, fuck you. Or you may think that that is sort of acceptable. You might, even if you enjoyed it, you may think that, you know what, it's okay to be appropriate with the guy who may sign my check later on. And I think what it could send to the kid, even if he has a great experience from it, I don't want these young boys or some girls to think that when they get into the workplace, that, you know what, let me go try to hit on my boss. Or let me go try, you know, the person in charge. Like, shit, my boss sucked. The teacher sucked my dick 10 years ago. So I know these bosses probably are getting it in, too. And that sets you up for some sexual harassment type stuff. You might get fired. You got a warped perception of authority. And I think that it's more of a question, again, of people that are in control using people for sex. So regardless if the teacher was 24 or whatever, she's in charge of those people. It's her responsibility to take care of those kids in that classroom. So if she decides that she wants to have sex with them, she has busted that truth. That trust is gone. Excuse me. Somebody's scrambling paper.
Eating some cheese doodles.
Damn, but you a hungry motherfucker with all these podcasts.
It was going in over there. But so yeah, I think it's an authority thing. It's nothing to do with the age. Again, it's a person is a pedophile is a pedophile. Doesn't care about what the age difference is. They're in control. Go ahead.
Okay, that's a good point, Mike. I agree with that. I will agree with the authority.
There are corporations offices where grown adults are. It's forbidden to have sexual liaison. So
right,
you're talking about grown people. So obviously, if you got a kid who's in college. A graduate student who's 24, he or she should not be sleeping with the professor.
Exactly. And these are kids in their very influential years. They're basing their thoughts and patterns off of what happens, and they can be scarred for life for this. Right? Even if it was. And this is what we have to catch ourselves. Don't matter what she looked like. It could be fine. It could be Halle Berry, and as much as we might. I wish it was, but really, I know if it was my son, I don't care if it was Halle Berry. Halle Berry would be getting her natural black ass whipped. if not by me, my girlfriend, Mike, or ex or whatever.
Mike, it's too late for that. She already has.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's not right. Hey, right.
But yeah, I mean, it would be out of control. I would be disgusted. Because I'm like, come on, man. Real, like you said, Q, you don't send any kids there to get molested. That's essentially what it is. Regardless of the, he could be 17, but you know what, damn it, that ain't what it's there for. We ain't working for you to go do all that now. You know, it ain't going down like that. So I think it's horrible. And I really got to question this young lady, the teacher that came in on the first day. I'm like, what could possibly be going through her mind? I don't know what kind of game he threw down on her or what. Unless she's just a straight pedophile, like she's just straight predator mode, you know.
Queen Simone, that tells you all you need to know.
Oh, that's right. her name.
That's her name on the
her Tumblr or Instagram, one of those. Queen Simone.
You're on LaQuita, man.
Yeah, she looked ridiculous.
Well, you know, I'm going to make a joke, but they, black women say there's a dearth of black men, so.
You say the girth? Because she found it.
No, my thing was is that he put up he told authorities or he texted somebody, said that he made her perform the same number of sexual acts as the number on his jerseys. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot. Yeah.
So he knew something.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of game out there. A lot of these kids are picking it up from wherever they're getting it. And again, how weak-minded is the teacher, man? That's how I'd be like. I don't understand. Like, you letting these little kids run. It's interesting when you hear about the teachers who have the multiple sex partners with the kids at the same school. I'm like, don't you know they're running? They're clowning you. Like, I can imagine how her real life dealings must be if you got young kids who ain't even, who's just still on that, you know, Similac running game on you, and they got you basically tricking the classroom. That just, it seems, how do they make it through the schooling to get into a class? What kind of education or test, do they just have a low bar these days or something, man? I don't understand.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Well, you know, my father worked as an attorney. He was not a barred attorney, but he worked as a mouthpiece for the teachers union, and he and I get into it all the time. It's once you're tenured or once you have a certain standing, which the substitute teacher did not, admittedly, but it's hard to get rid of them. It's hard to get rid of the bad teachers.
Mm. Yeah, but these are like you said, these are the new teachers. You know, they're really young. Like, it's just amazing how they don't have any. They don't even think that, you know what, you're going to put your career on the line. You might be doing some serious jail time. Man, it's crazy to me.
That one. Okay. What was the name? What was her name? Simone? What was her name?
Queen
Simone.
And you said the brother, and I did read this, that he made her perform the number of times that, as a number of, on his jersey.
Yes.
You saw a meal ticket. Was he? I don't know if he was there on a scholarship. But
he's in high school.
Ah, he's going to go pro. Yeah, let me get on my knees for that.
Wow.
That does have some validity to it, actually.
Wow.
Let me catch him young. Let me get knocked up.
That's right.
Is that the thing now? You better go on and get them young boys in high school and be a teacher and get them while they're young. Get them sprung on that good stuff. Get that contract money.
Mm-hmm. That ain't new, man.
Wow,
that's not sexist by any stretch of the imagination.
That is deep undercover game.
But a lot of women have done that shit for years.
This is going covert. they're infiltrating the system now. They ain't getting them at the club no more. Go to the source. Go to the classroom. They awesome. Well, I ain't going to say they. Never mind. But yeah, that's great. All right, last one here. Tyrese. Apparently a comedian by the name of Spanky, if I'm saying his name right.
Wow.
Yeah. Spanky. He was on, I guess he's on the what's the show
Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out.
Yeah, he's one of the guys on Wildin' Out, apparently. I vaguely have heard of this guy before, but he went on a internet show, video show, and he started going in about insinuating that some black actors in Hollywood were gay. Sort of insinuated about Morris Chestnut, Jamie Foxx, and Tyrese. And the thing about Tyrese, he said, you know, gave a scenario where they were auditioning for Baby Boy, apparently. And he was saying that he insinuated that Tyrese had sexual favors with somebody to get that role, which I don't believe at all. But Tyrese came back firing with full guns and did this whole, in my opinion, very hysterical video shot at his house addressing these allegations against him and basically telling the guy, like, you know what, you're going to be done in this town. I'm gonna make sure you're not working no more, and you know he's not gay and stuff of that nature. And now I've seen there's another video that just came out. I gotta give him his stripes for this. He was out with Shania Lathan, Tyrese. Like, you know, TMZ, they'd be on the story. They caught her and Tyrese out. You know, he was in his car and y'all dating. You know, Tyrese was keeping it very tight lip. But I was like, I see you, Playboy. So you know, I tip my hat to him for that. But I'm curious, what do you think of these people, you know, trying to out somebody as gay? And do you think there's any validity to, not necessarily this one possibly, but that actors, black actors in Hollywood are turning tricks for roles and fucking for beats, basically fucking for roles? You know. And Pooh, what do you think about this?
I think it was just a joke. This is exactly like, Iggy and Snoop Dogg. This was a joke. That motherfuckers taking themselves way too serious. Now, should Spanky have intimated that John Singleton told Tyrese to suck his dick to play Jody? Probably not. But I think overall, this was just a comedian just having some fun, telling some jokes that everybody blew way out of proportion. And Tyrese doing this ridiculous video that actually gave this more life than what it was. I thought what Tyrese did was kind of funny, you know, a little showboaty show in his house and talking about you done in his town and trying to break down the process of how Baby Boy got made, that it was Tupac and then it was him. It was just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Nobody believes the story. It was a joke. You could have just told it. You could have just went on Instagram and said, fuck you. That's why you still on Wildin' Out. And just been done with it. that would have been it.
I didn't take it as a joke. I don't know. I didn't see it as a... I've heard some of these before, not about Tyrese and Morris, but I have heard the stuff about Jamie. Even Cat Williams even talked about this at one time. But I don't know. I mean, it's just interesting. But
what was great was in Spanky case. So after Tyrese did this long video with this fur blanket, like, what the hell is that about? I don't even know.
With the cigar.
Smoking a cigar with this fucking fur blanket in the middle of October in L.A. So he ain't cold. Dude comes back with his own stuff, walking around the whole house. He made all these jokes. They were funny, but very, really fucked up, talking about if you were sitting in this bathtub, this whole water would look like coffee. There was this black statue, this really dark charcoal statue in this house that Spanky was out. He walked up and was like, Tyrese. Oh, you ain't gonna talk to me, Tyrese? That's how you do? You ain't gonna speak to me no more? I'm just like, oh man, you cold with this. So he's having fun. He's like, thank you, Tyrese. You're giving me my 15 minutes of fame. Hopefully I will get some more money out of this. And then when he said, Tyrese said that you'll never be at the Improv, you'll never be at the Laugh Factory, dude shot back like, have you heard of No Fly Zone? You won't be in Detroit no more unless you pay me your whole per diem. I was like, wow, he ain't playing. So I just think Tyrese ain't got no sense of humor. It was just a joke. Come on. Fire back and be done with it.
Big Sexy, did you see any of these videos?
You know, I just took a quick look at the little fur blanket thing, but it's just, to me, it's just a common case or another case of somebody no one's ever heard of throwing shade at somebody enormous to get himself over. It's like a classic twist on hip hop beef. You know, I'm gonna shout out, you know, so and so and my album, and no one's heard of me. Oh man, but so and so, Lil Pookie says I'm on this record, man. You know, nah, man, fuck this dude. Nobody cares about Nick Cannon. Okay, The only reason people know who Nick Cannon is because of who he was married to. Before that, he wasn't shit. He ain't shit now. His show ain't shit. Nobody watches it. Nobody knows who the fuck Carlos, who the fuck this guy is, until now. Now that people have mentioned his name because of the beef he's starting with all these people, and Tyrese was just, you know, gullible enough to bite the fucking apple, man. Let this fool go. Let him say 30 seconds on YouTube and go back to stand on a median for fucking, you know, for laughs. Fuck that guy, man.
Damn, the Nick Cannon hate. I don't get it.
Oh, Nick Cannon ain't shit.
Wow. All right. Shout out to Nick Cannon. He knows how to get the
I saw
ones.
You drumline Nick Cannon. You sucked.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Tyrese video again. Did he like call John Singleton up like, hey, yo, come produce this for me? Come direct this for me?
I know, right? It is like somebody compared to all the other videos he posts all the time. But Q-Storm, are you seen any of this foolishness?
You know how I believe all of us here have said either on Facebook or in a podcast about these white boys who are going into the hood and doing these prank videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we all say, well, I haven't said this, but I understand the sentiment. One of these kids need to get their asses kicked. That'll squelch this right away. So
I said that.
So my thing is, why do we say that about that? And we say, oh, Tyrese, he don't know how to take a joke. He don't know how to take a joke. He ain't got no sense of humor. Fuck that. if I were the type of guy that I suspect Tyrese might be, if I were the type of guy, I would make a call, and that motherfucker's house would be riddled with bullet holes right now.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Wait a minute. Let me slow.
I'm exaggerating a little. My point
black
point
on black
is,
crime. What about black on black crime?
I'm sick of these nobodies. Now, I'm going to take it back to Snoop and Iggy. Neither of those people are nobodies. That's just plain straight up foolish nagger shit. Okay?
Oh, there's a word again.
But for this comedian, fuck him. Get your name out there by doing the work and stuff. I'm sick of all these fucking in this American Idol voice TMZ selfie age. People trying to make a name off of other people's hard work. Fuck you.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of people aren't, like you said, people are entitled. They're not. It's the same thing we were talking about. These kids shooting up school. They're entitled. Do the work and make your name that way instead of trying to make a name off of other people's hard work. I mean, Tyrese isn't working that much now, but he has put in work.
Whoa.
Come on.
Got one of the biggest movies coming out next year.
Hey, truth is truth, you know? Come on now.
Well, he's got one of the biggest movies ready to come out next year, excuse me.
What?
Fast and the Furious.
That ain't his.
It's an ensemble movie.
Yeah, let's call it what it is now.
Well, I'm just saying, he is working. Let's not say he's not
Can
working.
I play Red Leader and say, stay on target?
Well, he's throwing shots, but
I'm just saying he has worked more in the past. He's still steady right now, but I'm saying he is still big enough where this cat thinks he can cash in on calling out somebody else, and that's bullshit.
You know, you talk about Tyrese and they say he can't take a joke, but I guess is Tyrese feeding into that culture you just talked about? Because it wouldn't be anything if Tyrese didn't answer to it. No one would even have paid this any attention.
Well, I think I know you, Michael Dean. I think I know what type of man you are, and I think you would not allow people to call you out, even on Facebook.
Well, you know, but that's the thing I'm saying. What you just said, you know, there's a nobody, basically, and nobody's heard of, goes at a big shot. He will continue to be a nobody if the big shot it doesn't even acknowledge him.
Exactly.
But once you acknowledge him, now he's a big deal. Now we're talking about it, right? It's no different than there's a lot. Somebody brought up rap beefs. There's a ton of guys that be going at Jay-Z that we ain't never heard of. And Jay-Z don't answer none of them because he know the minute he say their name, it elevates them up to the status. Same with Beyonce. It was a girl came out with a song insinuating she's sleeping with Jay-Z. But did Beyonce even... Man, bat an eye at that crap because, again, she'd make the other girl a star if she did. And I guess my opinion with Tyrese would be he probably shouldn't have said nothing. But I think that's the whole taint of somebody questioning a black person, black male's sexual identity is such a scary thing probably for him that he went overboard to try and tell you that he's not gay, which turns this into this whole big thing.
I haven't seen the video. But I'm not mad at him. Maybe he did go over top. I haven't seen the video. But I'm not mad at him for responding because, you know, enough is enough. Fine, make your own money. Use your jokes. Use your fucking jokes. Use your skill. Don't try to make your money off of... It's going to be like somebody clowning us on podcast about podcast use because They trying to start a podcast and they're just using
right. But if we never acknowledge them, then it'll be nothing. So it doesn't matter what they do, right? Like I won't. So, if somebody came, it's no different than Tommy Soto and Yard. All those people that go at him, his downfall is that he continues to acknowledge all of them and make them popular.
Agreed. Except for Tariq.
Fuck Tariq too. Shit.
Wow. And I will say
that was Big Sexy.
Yeah, it was. What about it?
I will
shout
say,
out to Tariq.
I was listening to the podcast, but when you guys were talking about Iggy and Snoop Dogg, let me just say, I think I don't have any respect for Iggy Azalea whatsoever as an artist. But if Snoop Dogg wants to play stupid and put that photo out and call her out, I'm not mad at her for saying, yo, why they need to do that? I thought we was cool.
Do we want to rehash this now? Because you're off base.
We don't have to. You can just hear what I'm saying.
This is the same argument I said last time. If I'm supposed to be cool with Mike, where do I get off putting on blast, yo, you do the Prince podcast, why you ain't talked about 94 E's? You don't do that. You don't put that stuff right on blast. You go ahead and pick up the phone and be like, yo, I didn't like that. You don't go right on social media and say all this extra personal stuff. Come on. That ain't right.
I don't remember the details of the conversation. All I know is it seemed like Iggy was getting a lot of hate for responding to Snoop's disrespectful posts on Twitter.
No, it was one. It was one post he put up that somebody else put up. He just reposted it. Iggy Azalea without makeup, looks like. And it's just that. She should have just laughed it off.
Why? Why should she have laughed it off? Who are we to say how people should react?
Okay. Well, I think that's why you saw the sort of backfire both ways, is that I think she may have slightly overreacted to something that wasn't that serious.
Exactly. He was not making some broad point, like everybody go laugh at it. Well, yeah, I guess you're taking me deal.
But it was a joke.
It was just a joke. He wasn't really saying, like, this bitch is ugly as fuck.
To me, it's no different than if some comedian went at artists in their, you know, Eddie Murphy went at many people, but never them. If they would have come back and act mad about it, they'd be like, dude, he's freaking joking.
Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had him in a video.
But that
and he clowned him.
Am I in a different universe?
Yes.
Maybe you might.
It's called The Wrong Place.
Yeah, all right. Listen, if you're saying that what Eddie Murphy did with Michael Jackson, where it was clearly out of love, is the same thing as putting up an ugly woman albino on Twitter and saying, this is what she looks like without makeup. You saying that's the same thing?
He was joking the same way.
Okay.
It was not.
At that point in time, do you think Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson were boys when he was talking about how sensitive he was?
No.
And making fun of him crying. Do you think they were boys?
No.
But it was still done out of love.
But what I'm saying to you is that I don't think what Eddie did was as offensive as what Snoop did.
Actually, I would say it's more.
Worse. Yeah, he emasculated that man.
Yeah, he went into him personally. I mean, he went on. Snoop literally just posted a picture. He didn't even go into anything. But Eddie Murphy went into a whole thing where he's talking about, like you said, his manhood.
He said Mike's not the most masculine in the world.
But I disagree with that because Eddie did it in a setting of a comedic, concert. Now, if he had been on, like, Mike Douglas or Johnny Carson and said that shit, or on 2020, a whole other ballgame. No, Eddie's was definitely coming from a different place, whereas when you do something on Instagram, you can have the intent to be, being funny, but since it's such a neutral place where people use it for all sorts of things, it's going to get taken the wrong way.
That could be true.
But if, go ahead.
But if you follow Snoop Dogg, the majority of his stuff is shit that I'm doing in my daily day and funny shit I found. That's how he runs his Instagram account. And none of that's supposed to be taken seriously. He'll put up a picture of him about to roll a joint, doing a video of him taking a shit.
So, Ampu, let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
So if someone were to put up on Twitter a picture of a bulldog and said, this is Ampu before he has his morning coffee, you wouldn't be offended by that?
Okay, what's the context? Who is this person? Is it another person?
It's another person who is in the industry that you're in. So I'll say gaming and social media.
yeah, they probably know me. Like, yeah, that's probably is me. But if it's some dude that I can't stand that I've been beefing with for years, yeah, fuck this dude.
I don't believe that for a second.
But the thing is, though, you know, my man Tyrese, who I'm not a fan of by any stretch, should have just.
Who
let
do you like, Big Sexy?
I'm saying, who do you like? You don't besides like Al Prince. Green. You don't like Al Green. You don't.
Whoa. I don't like. I didn't like Al Green as a kid. He's okay now. I'm just saying I didn't like Al Green when I was a little boy. I didn't care for his stuff.
I listened to the podcast just a couple of days ago where I was absent, and you said you're not a big fan of Al Green.
I'm not. I don't dislike him, but I'm not a fan.
If I remember, that was in the context of who I was saying that people that shouldn't do remakes of too. Right. I think that. Yeah.
Covers. Who shouldn't do covers?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're
And Tyrese, I mean, I don't like Tyrese. What's Tyrese done? Baby Boy, I thought Baby Boy was bullshit. Baby Boy, I said it.
Fast and the Furious, Transformers.
I'm just saying, that Sweet Lady is in my playlist. That's all I'm saying.
What's that?
The Day Dropping playlist?
That is a dope song. Yeah.
What? I've never heard it.
It's one of his songs.
He's
got albums, yeah.
Oh, shit,
he's a talented guy. That's not shit on Tyrese. He's a very talented dude.
He came out as a singer. He was first to sing.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. Remember the Coca-Cola commercials?
He's looking all greasy, talking about
I hated that commercial.
Oh, man, that was, you know, he did his thing, man.
I don't know the commercial now.
You don't remember that?
He was getting on a bus and he has his headphones on. He's saying always.
That's how he grew. That's how he came out.
Yeah, exactly. And the comedians clowned his ass back then too. Like, who the hell is that happy about a Coke?
I'm not familiar with those commercials. I'll look them up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I think he's very talented myself.
I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm just saying, you know, what I've seen him do, I don't care for him. But the fact aside that I don't care for him or not, he should let this shit go.
Yeah.
Because this Carlos, whoever the fuck, is no one. And anytime one of us, that's right, I said it, one of us acknowledges one of, well, them, all it does is put light on them. And that's no good. Because he hasn't done the work, like Q said. If you want to get yourself over as a comedian or whatever, then do better work. Don't take shots at people hoping you'll get some rub off of them. That's just weak, man. He should ignore it.
I mean, dude put out a 15-minute edited wearing a blanket that ain't exactly not make him look not gay.
Didn't make him look like a longshoreman, for damn sure.
But I quit watching it because I'm like, okay, we get it. He's smoking a cigar. He trying to look all, you know, godfatherish. And, you know, I just thought thou doth protest too much. Just say, I ain't gay. I didn't suck no dick to get a role. That's it. I'm done.
Wow.
I'm looking at Tyrese commercial now. Somebody got on the bus singing like that, I'd kick him in the balls.
It's a commercial, man.
Get your ass down, man. Damn. Oh, happy and shit. It's a coke fool.
I think the point of it, he realized that he's singing, if I remember. Singing that loudly because he's got the headphones on, if I remember the ad correctly.
Oh, man.
I don't remember any of that was about. We all just thought, what the fuck was that?
I'd climb on the commercial, but you ain't got to do it to be gay or anything like that. That's some bullshit, man.
You know, I do, and I think I've said this before, and, you know, again, not disparaging anybody that does this. Just like with Luther, you know, who would never, you know, discuss his sexuality, you know, the question was always asked, you know, or asked a roundabout way, and he would give a roundabout answer, you know, I don't discuss my personal life, whatever. I mean, just, you know, if you're not, say it. If you are, say it. You know, I think by not saying something, I think it fuels more fire, you know, one way or the other than not. You know what I mean?
I don't understand why people are speculating. Who cares?
Well,
I don't get that.
I never.
You know who
I
cares? It's the same people that went to, that was looking at what's the movie you saw, Ant? Dear White People, and they were going, yeah. That's part of his marketplace and his base. So I think for him, he's so scared that they think that he may be gay. That's why he went over the top with it. Like, his ego is, you know, I can't be seen as being gay.
As many baby mamas he got, he ain't got to worry about that.
There it is.
No shade.
Can I just say, I just saw the commercial, And yeah, he does look a little Sambo-ish.
Wow. You know what the most Sambo-ish commercial? Go ahead. I was gonna say the most Sambo-ish commercial out today. What's the? Is a commercial? I think he's a football player and he's at the grocery store or something.
Oh, Mickey Woods. Oh man.
I look at that. It's like, what? Who is this coon on here? What is going on?
That commercial was hilarious to me. I mean, man.
It's like, ain't no goddamn grocery store cold cuts that good.
shucking and jiving.
That's the Geico brand. That's what they do in all their commercials.
Yeah. I don't that. It just look a little funny, that's all.
Number 43, that's me!
Hello, my baby! Oh, my mama.
You're not gonna cue the music, are you? No.
All right.
he's just doing a commercial.
That's all right. All right, man. Anything else before we wrap this up? Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say that unlike this guy, at least Hannibal Buress, at least there was some factual evidence for his taking down Bill Cosby.
Help me out.
This guy, this comedian Hannibal, is it Buress or Buress? I don't know his last name. How you pronounce his last name? He did a whole stand. He did about 5 minutes talking about how Bill Cosby is not in a position to lecture black people because he's a rapist.
Mm. Whoa!
Or allegedly.
Where did this come from?
You can Google, go to YouTube, and it's all over the place.
Now, he's a comedian. He's on stage.
He's a comedian. It's part of his act.
He called Bill a rapist? Oh, man.
Well, 12 women have come forth now saying that they were molested by Bill Cosby.
That's a hell of a coincidence, huh?
And I remember...
12 people. But the thing is, 12 people stepped forward, not a charge been filed? Some of the 12, maybe some of them traveled a gravy train, man.
I don't know. 12 people, that's a hell of a coincidence.
How many people did Michael Jackson?
Two?
I think it was four.
That we're aware of.
Well,
I'm sure four. We would hear about them if they
came. How many women are we not aware of that might allege that Bill Cosby molested them?
Yeah, but I need to see something more than allegation. You know, give me a police report. Give me something.
Didn't he settle? He settled with one woman out of court.
Yeah.
So, you know,
something's going on. I don't know what it is. But
I think he smashed on the side and they hit him with the, you know, if you don't pay me, I'm going to say you rape me.
That's what it is.
That's what I kind of think most of that was. And then it's like, okay, well, we go. He called one of their bluffs and they went public with it. That's what I really think. I mean, I don't know what everybody's capable of, but Bill Cosby don't strike me as the raping type of guy.
I don't think
rapers probably don't strike you as a raping type of person, though.
True.
I'm sorry. Mike Tyson looked like the raping type of guy.
Oh.
Wow.
You can say
wow.
Shout out to Mike Tyson.
Vince McMahon looks like the raping type of guy.
Dude.
Wow.
Bill Cosby?
Shout out to Vince McMahon.
Now, do any of those guys have 12 or 10 people saying that possibly?
Well, Vince McMahon has one.
One.
He has one.
But he looks the raping kind. He doesn't have that many. So, again, that's what I'm saying. The guys who don't look the raping kind, maybe the ones you need to look out for.
I agree 100%.
Look, I'm not calling him a rapist or anything because I don't know nothing. But if you just got that many people coming up, it's at least worth examining. And it's interesting. I think there was an article that we were kind of sharing around, and it was saying like there's these, I think it said 13 people actually, but it was asking the question. It's interesting how America seemed to shed that under the rug for Bill Cosby all these years. It's kind of starting to come out a little bit now, but it's interesting that it never played, and this guy got a lot of pushback for joking about that type of stuff today. But I wonder, do we, like, because it's Bill Cosby and because the presentation we've seen in him in the media is such a, you know, he's the father and all this, that we are hard to believe that he could possibly have anything to do with something like this?
See, I don't find it that hard to believe. If you look at some of his early work, he was a pimp. Bill Cosby was. You look at Let's Do It Again, Uptown Saturday Night. What was the other one? Piece of the Action. He Bill Cosby was raw. He wasn't always Mr. Dad.
Right.
Can I tell a real quick story?
Yeah.
We're talking maybe 8 years ago. I was hired. I think it was Black Enterprise Magazine when they had their TV show. I think it's all online now, but I was hired to be a cameraman on an interview with Bill Cosby. And this was at Columbia College in Manhattan. And I had to put the mic on him. And I said, you know, I said something like, you know, I'm not usually starstruck, but wow, it's I'm a little nervous. I have to admit, I said something just self-effacing or, you know, affable. And, you know, this is when he had his eye problem. Right. When it started kicking in. And he looked at me with that Bill Cosby look. He said, "Are you gay?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "No, I have a wife and a child." He said, "That doesn't matter. Are you gay?"
No, nigga.
Hold up, partner. I've been like,
I said no. And he said, "Well, then what are you so? Then why are you so you know, nervous or whatever?" And I'm like, "Okay." He's a weird guy.
I'm looking at the police.
And then he said, "Please don't tell me that the black dude is operating my camera."
Oh,
damn. Now that was, I mean, he said it jokingly.
Yeah, yeah, incredible.
But like, this nigga got jokes. Well, he's a comedian. So.
Well, there you go.
Looking at the assault suit from this 2006 incident or 2005 incident that apparently started all this. Woman says she went to Cosby's house and was drugged, quote unquote.
Right.
But before she went to the police, she went to Celebrity Justice with her mama and saying, "Pay for my daughter's education or help her out financially, or we're going to the cops." Then she goes to the Inquirer. So if, and I say if, anything happened in the house, this shit just, you know, invalidates it.
Why?
It's a money grab. That's why. If the shit really went down, then you go straight to the fucking cops.
Maybe it is a money grab, but does that disclude the fact that maybe he did drug her and rape her?
Is disclude? That's not a word. But no, it does not do that.
Not a word?
Disclude is not a word. Sorry.
Okay.
No, but it does not. We're going to make it one now.
Preclude.
It does not preclude that at all. What it does is shed light on her credibility. That's what it does. If someone commits a crime against you, Q-Storm, right, do you go to Celebrity Justice and the Inquirer looking for a shakedown, or do you go straight to the fucking cops?
If I'm a person of certain morals, I might go to Celebrity Justice and TMZ first, yeah. It doesn't mean I'm not a victim. Shakedown.
I'm not saying. But again, in the eyes of your potential jurors, let's see. We're going to go to Celebrity Justice. Then we're going to let Bill know that either you pay us or we're going to go to the fucking cops. Then we go to the Inquirer. Come on.
But man, I would assume to have a case that's going to go to trial anyway, I have to have some forensic evidence that I feel that the prosecutor feels is substantial.
Then why are you
going to the press? No matter my actions, I still have a case.
Why are you going to the press then?
Hey, Q, you're not arguing with Michael Dean. You're arguing with a lawyer, Big Sexy.
Whoa, multiple shots fired all around, man. F you.
No, I'm just saying, like,
I know what you just said.
You might be able to win it, but how are you going to talk legal with a lawyer?
I got my Judge Mathis degree. Sit down.
I feel some kind of way about that. That's all right.
Now, yeah, right.
Sir, are you a lawyer? That's all I'm saying. Are you a lawyer?
Talking to me?
Lawyer?
Oh, you talking?
Am I a lawyer?
Michael Dean, are you a lawyer?
No, I am not.
Okay, so I'm just saying he going up against a lawyer talking about legal stuff. I'm just saying
Did you listen to the last episode of Two Nicks?
Some of it, yeah.
Did you hear the clip that Michael Dean supplied where a citizen pulled over a cop? But the citizen, I thought he was a jerk, but he knew his shit. So I can't know my shit and talk to Big Sexy?
But I'll argue him?
I'm not trying. Who said I'll argue him? That doesn't mean I don't try. No. We were just just talking about the pussification of men. And I say, oh, you need to sit down, Mike. Q Storm, who you gonna argue with him?
No, I didn't say you need to sit down. I'm just saying, you know, that might not be a debate you can win. That's all.
It may not be, but I'm man enough to have it.
Okay, look, I'm gonna go on mute. All right, does that help you?
Take a seat. Have a seat.
No, I'm just saying, Big Sexy, obviously you have the superior intellect in terms of all things jurisprudent. I'm just saying that my actions do not diminish any evidence that I would imagine exists for the prosecutor to think he could take a case to trial.
Yes and no. It doesn't in the absolute, you know, sense, but it does because when this goes before a jury, you know, the prosecutor knows he's going to get him and say, look, we got boom, 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 we got the pills, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And if the prosecutor's smart, he's going to try to unring the bell about going to the National Enquirer and Celebrity Justice and blah, 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 blah. The defense is going to get up. So let me get this right. After this happened, you did not go straight to the police. No. You went to the fucking media. Yes, not only you went to the media, you went to National Enquirer, the lowest of the low. Well, yeah, don't give me the why. You did it, yes or no? Yes, I did. Okay, fine. Also, your mama tried to get money to pay for your education. Well, that was, no, yes or no? Yeah. Then they destroy her credibility, and then it all becomes about what she did after what may or may not have happened, because what she's claiming happened is not an absolute.
This is and what I would say is...
Whoa. This is her version and his version. So the prosecution has to make that case. What happened subsequent to that is an absolute. That's all fact. And they're going to weigh it all in, and they're going to try to get it all past the jury, and the jury's going to be like, nah, man, this bitch was a money grab. No, Which is why this case didn't even go forward.
And
okay.
Well, that may be true. I'm assuming if the case had gone forward, I'm presenting the fact that if the case had gone forward, I am making the assumption that there was enough evidence for them to feel they had a strong case, for them to believe they had a strong case. That would be, I don't know, abrasions in the, I hate to say it, vaginal canal.
Again, if she had gone directly to the police, yes, but she did not do that.
You know, looking at some of these, I sent this to you guys. It sort of has all of the different little situations that he has. And, you know, looking at them, it seems like some of them could have been a lot of consensual type stuff, at least a couple of that I'm looking at. But then you have things in here, and it's interesting that a lot of this started 2002 on. And I'm trying to see, do some of these women know each other? Like, how are these so many people coming out saying this against him? It would just seem sort of odd. But, you know, one lady says he gave her herbal peels to ease her anxiety. Cosby touched her breast and vaginal area. Rubbed his penis against her hand and then digitally penetrated her, which I don't even understand what that means.
Digitally penetrated? What does that mean?
I have
with
no
finger. With finger.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, digit is a finger.
Gotcha. And then another lady, January 13, 2005, inappropriate touching, you know, groping of the breasts, these sort of things. You know, and I'm assuming... what's his wife's name? You always talk about her.
Camille.
I assume he is married during this time. So my thing is like, and I think this is what the comedian, if you go back to what he said, he says, you know, it's you're sort of going at black people giving advice, but, you know, legally or not, are you in a position to give advice if you got all this questionable behavior going on, whether it's consensual or not? You were talking... Your advice is about people being better people and things, but if you're doing wrong, are you really in a position to be condemning everybody else, but you're not condemning yourself first off? If that stuff is true, again, hell of a coincidence that you are with all these other women and you're married, and a lot of them are saying, like, you're grabbing their titties and different stuff.
So. And he raises a good point, but, you know, that is true. It's very disheartening, because I agree. When Bill Cosby came out in 2004, I heard his whole message. He was preaching in the black churches in Newark and so on and so forth. I also heard Michael Eric Dyson speak out against him, and I tended to agree with Michael Eric Dyson that Bill Cosby was out of line. But as I've grown older, I am completely with Bill Cosby, so this is very disheartening. If any of this is true, I think it just diminishes his message, which is a valid message. So it's, but the comedian raises a good point. How can you lecture to people when you got skeletons in your closet. Doesn't mean the message is not true.
Right. How potent is it going to be? Are people going to think you're contradicting, or, oh, that's just them always telling us what to do, but they don't live by it. And so I ain't going to do it either. You know, does it get lost if you know, you come out to be a total contradiction of what you're talking about? Your morals are shaky, but you're condemning other morals. So I think it is an honest question. Like, whoa, it is a good message, but man, if you live in family, shut up. Go get your fix. We'll Prince say fix your life first. Then you come and tell me about mine.
God damn it. Well, you can say the same thing about Michael Jackson. He did a lot of good things for children. And then, you know, he had his issues. Does that dilute his message?
What issues did he have?
Michael Jackson?
He liked to sleep with boys.
I don't believe that.
Huh?
He admitted he slept with
them. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with sleeping with boys per se, but.
You're twisting it. And you're making it sound like sleeping in the salacious sense. That's not what went on, man.
All I'm doing is stating the fact. He liked to sleep with
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't even say there was anything wrong with that.
So there's no issue. That's not an issue to me.
The issue is that he was accused of molesting young boys. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the issue was.
Okay, but it wasn't nothing. But he was found not to be a problem, and it doesn't dissuade his works.
I understand. I'm just saying.
I hear what you're saying. I got you.
It's comparable to the Bill Cosby.
I got you.
Issue.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go, Bill. I don't know, man. I hope it's not true.
It ain't true.
Like I said, hell of a coincidence.
Yeah, 12 women. I mean.
Yeah, but of the 12, I would speculate, and I'm only speculating, that a few are trying to gravy train and get their name out there. The one chick came from the 70s with some shit. Really?
I don't doubt the gravy train part, but again, you're married. And
now you can get on for being a foul.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the morals. I'm not talking legally raping them. Probably a lot of them was trying to get on, I would imagine. It's Bill Cosby, he got money. Hell yeah, I'm sucking. You know, but I'm like, you know, if that's the case, if you want to play the game, play the game. But don't sit over here and try to go at everybody else. And you doing it more dirty than they are. I mean, you just as dirty. That's my only little thing. So I don't doubt that some of this stuff happened because.
You can say the same. Hey, you can say the same thing about Martin Luther King too.
Yeah, so you sure could. I would agree with you, but again, he's presented in the media as a saint, so you're going to get a lot of pushback if you try to. But truth is the truth. Ooh. All right.
That was Q and Michael Dean on that one.
Yeah, it was me.
There's nothing I said that's not true.
I don't mean people want to hear it.
Well, that's their problem. Well,
they don't have to. I'm not bowing down to just on blanket, just across the board. Just keep it 100, as they like to say. So if a dude was doing dirt, he was doing dirt, but that doesn't mean his message is wrong. No.
Damn, these are the same cats that were saying kids should stand up for themselves. Don't be a punk. Now, oh, that's Michael, and that's cute with Mike. Well,
wait. I didn't say that. And I first didn't of all, okay. I'm not disclaiming anything.
Okay.
All right. Don't try to throw that on me.
I wasn't necessarily talking about you.
Oh, all right.
Heated.
I know Sean Hill quiet like a
mother. He's like, maybe if I was saying that, the people won't remember I'm here.
I've done enough to film our listeners.
Sean is a politician. I'm not saying shit.
Sean, you over at Day Dropping's house or something?
But I still break up.
Yeah, man. Tell him to lay off that Xbox or something. What's going on? But all right, we're gonna wrap this up now.
Wait, can I give one special shout out?
Sure.
Well, to Crystal on the Reed. I listened to them. They're very entertaining. But this week, she went off on all those bullshit ass white feminist organizations. Backstory was Annie Lennox. She made some disparaging remarks against Beyonce. The Reed, they're Beyonce stands. I give them a pass on that. Nothing against Beyonce, but it's like they go overboard with it. And she said that Beyonce can't be a real feminist because she likes to twerk. I don't know what one has to do with the other, but there you go. She doesn't twerk. So Crystal just went in on Annie Lennox as well as a lot of these national organizations of women, all of these pro-feminist organizations that predominantly they ain't got shit to say to anybody when they go at Black females, but the moment a poor little white precious pure white girl is attacked, i.e. Iggy Azalea, i.e. I'm trying to think who else.
Ain't nothing pure about Iggy Azalea.
But I'm just saying, the moment they get attacked, all of a sudden they try to rally all women of color that we should put an end to the misogyny and sexism because this person was attacked. And they, oh, the other thing was is that the fapping. She was saying that she was saying that how black actors and celebs be having their leaks new, Rihanna being another example. These feminists had shit to say about them and that we should respect their bodies. But when Jennifer Lawrence gets her leak, all of a sudden they're like 6, 7, 8 page essays about why this is wrong and this is an invasion of privacy and invasion of a woman and how this is tantamount to rape. And the last one was the big hubbub about Renee Zellweger, how this is a systemic system of how people are judging a woman and how they're doing the things to her face, and that there's a bad society is making women think that they're not beautiful as they are. And she made the point, well, we've been going in on Lil' Kim. Y'all ain't defended that shit. So I just wanted to say, you're bravo, because those motherfuckers are so hypocritical. They want to rally all the black females to their causes when it's about white folks, but they never show any support to the black female causes when they're under attack. So, Crystal, thumbs up.
All right, there you go. All right, so we're going to wrap this up before we get out of here. We're going to go around the room where you can find us. Oh, you know what? Quick shout out to everybody that's on our Facebook page commenting and leaving stuff. So we got Miles, definitely hold it down. Dante, shout out to him. He's also, both of those guys are part of the All Access. Tanya Grace, Garland Brown, Nina Jones. So yeah, shout out to all you guys. Danielle Cox, Nelly Gordon. So I'm just shouting out everybody. So let's go around the room. Big Sexy and Sack, where can they find you?
Excuse me, I can be found on Twitter under Big Sexy and Sack. Yeah. And on Facebook under my name, Mark Wiggins.
All right, Q-Storm.
You can find me at qstorm.com/lightningstrikes. You can find me on YouTube. Just search on, or you can Google Q-Storm DBS, as in Q-Storm Drive-By Shooting.
Gangsta.
You can find me at Twitter at QStorm3476 and on Facebook, Michael Jones.
All right. He's a killer.
That's right.
Sean Hill.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Hill Street Views. Also on Facebook, Sean Hill and Real Movie Talk, and my blog, hillstreetviews.blogspot.com.
All right. Aunt Poo.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Poo, as well as on 411 Mania. I have a nice new comic book column up tomorrow, and on allhiphop.com and knockoutnation.com with a wrestling column. I want to give a little shout out to Michael Dean, sir. His girl is gone, and he had to let her know that he missed her. You know, I wanted to say he was simping, but I took a closer inspection of her photo, and she look good. I ain't got no problems with that. However, I do have to I do have to get at you, because how are you the host of the Prince podcast and you can put a Prince lyric in there? I'm just saying.
I just say thank you. I'm gonna be like Tyree. I'm gonna do what Tyree should have did.
What the hell? Okay.
Nah, I'm just messing with you. Well, thanks for bringing that up. Actually, my girlfriend will be back today. Tonight. It's going down.
Called Mike Simpson, man. Damn.
No, I said I wanted to.
But based on looks.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Jay-Z, you can't never say Jay-Z simping on Beyonce. That's all I'm saying. Fine as she looks.
Okay. All right,
Mike,
stop
just,
for
just
your
don't
head.
Put out a, just don't put out a 15-minute response video.
Right. Well, I have my blanket.
Yeah.
And a cigarette. Yeah. And a
you need
cigarette.
To put a disc record, man. That's what you need to do.
You know you done fucked up, Aunt Poo. All right. This is what I want to do. Start doing. Join us Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Go to the website. We're going to have a podcast juice live. We're going to start doing this every Tuesday night. So whoever can jump in will be on there. You're going to ask us questions. We'll have some topics. And hey, this is a video show. It's live, so it's definitely fun. We've done two of these already, and it was actually really fun. We're getting some good responses. So join us Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, Podcast Juice Live. Look us up on YouTube or just come to the Podcast Juice website. Also, like us on Facebook and then follow us on Twitter at Podcast Juice. Lastly, as I got to do, please go onto Amazon and search Truth's Destiny. It's my new book. Please check it out. Buy it. It's paperback or Kindle. And with that, we will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening. Peace.